Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name's John. How may I be of assistance?
Jonathan, we just received three packages of Omax CBD CryoFreeze, and that's six items, and it's $69.90 a package. We only ordered one. The person who took this order kept calling us and saying, your order didn't go through, and we worked with her, and she put it through three times. And we told her to be sure that she's not ordering it three times.
Goodness gracious, let me pull that up for you. May I have your name?
This is Mary Jean Walker. And the it says order number JCCOVO-17N. And then I have two more packages. I just opened one of them.
And just to make sure I do have the right address, by the person, would you verify your street address for me?
392 Gilston Court, Lake Mary, Florida, 32746.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's see. Okay. So I do see that there was three shipments delivered, and you only wanted the single?
One, and that girl kept saying, didn't go through. And we said, be sure when you're doing this that you're not ordering this three times.
Okay, let me fix this for you.
And how do we get these back to you?
Let me consult with my supervisor, who's
mm-hmm.
going to be able to tell me exactly how we should do this.
Okay.
Because I know that we have taken returns, but we might just be able just to give this. I just want to make sure that we handle it correctly.
Yeah, just give me a credit number, a credit, and I'll send this back to you.
Okay, she's responding to me now, and we'll have a resolution shortly.
Okay.
She's going to investigate it. And I'm just sending over some information so she can look at it and tell me exactly what I need to do. And we're going to take care of you as soon as possible.
Okay. I can wait.
I see you did call in on the 11th. I don't know why it would show up as an order that she wouldn't be able to, I don't know why it didn't show up that it went through.
She kept telling my husband, it didn't go through. And he'd give her the number again. She'd go, it didn't go through. And he'd give her the number again.
Yes, we certainly do apologize for that. We're going to make it right, though.
Well, I haven't opened these two other two packages. I could just bring them to the post office, and I think, would they do return to sender?
We might have to give you a return to manufacturer's authorization number to put on the outside of those packages first.
Okay.
Is it too late for you to refuse the packages?
Yeah, it was put in my mailbox. It says two of the packages have a barcode on it with the number 7. One package does not. Let me turn it over. Maybe it's on the back. Nope.
Okay, so just if you'll just put return to sender and send those back in, we're going to go ahead and issue the credits directly and refund this to you.
Okay, so you're going to refund two packages.
And then that way you'll just have the one that you meant to order.
Right. So that's a credit of $69.90 twice.
Yes, ma'am.
18,
19.
That's
$139.80. Yes. Well, let me double check the numbers. I'm processing the refunds now. Yeah, $139.80. Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
My name is John Van Zandt.
Van Zandt. Okay. And do I need a confirmation number from you?
Let me double check here.
And so I just take this to the post office and say return to sender?
Yes, ma'am. Just write that on the outside of the package.
Okay. Return. All right. I'll take it to the post office now. And do we have a confirmation number for this phone call? John, I can't hear you, John.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me pull up and see what we have. Of course, all calls are recorded for quality assurance.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. These credits have info.
So you put it back on American Express?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to put it directly back into the card that was used.
Okay, great. So do I have a confirmation number from you?
Normally, when we cancel, it has one. When I refund it directly, it's not referring. I gotta see if there's a transaction ID. I have to pull it up in a separate folder here. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay. You should see an email at a tewalker@bellsouth.net.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me check. No email yet. Hold on, something just came in. Yep, have the email.
Okay.
So that's our confirmation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to take to the post office. I put return to sender. Do you want the numbers, the shipper reference numbers on each one of these packages?
That won't be necessary because it was done in our error. We're just going to they'll just take it back and put it back in stock, and they won't have to. Because they only do that to line it up with an account first before they issue a refund.
All right. I'll take a picture of these labels. So just in case something you need it, I'll be on my phone.
Yes, ma'am. And we do apologize again for that error.
Oh, my gosh. I love your product, but not six of them at once. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Done. Okay. I got to take a picture of these. Return to sender. Okay.